There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Details.
Get involved and help set the agenda. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Keep wanting to break into a soul to soul song. I'm not going to do it to you because my singing voice has waned in years gone by. But what was there? Every time I say back to school or back to work, I want to say back to life.
Life, back to reality.
So that's why I didn't want to sing.
I did it to annoy you.
There we go. Back to life, back to reality. Are you feeling soul to soul at the moment? We're going to get onto that one in just a few minutes. I just want to move away. I just want to digress very quickly because there's something that's just that caught my attention, and it was listening to the Business Breakfast crew there in their handover in the business headlines. It's something I've just popped up on my screen as well. Petrol prices here in the UAE have gone up again for the month of September. Look, when they go up, the increments are so small that you read the report and you go, it's not going to make a huge amount of difference, is it? That said, though, I mean, you drive, don't you?
I drive, yep.
Have you noticed an increase in the price of petrol?
Yes, I have actually. And it's still massively cheaper than Europe, but I have noticed it's sort of costing me about, feels like it's almost about a third more than it used to.
So this is why I wanted to talk about this one, because you know when you go back home to where your home is and people ask you, what's it like living in Dubai? What's it like living in the UAE? And you've got sort of litany of reasons why it is great here. You know, the fact that you can leave your mobile phone on a table and it'll still be
leave
there when you get
days.
Back.
Yeah.
The fact that taxis pretty much across the board are very good value and readily available.
Your list is exactly the same as mine. And cheap compared
to other parts of the world, you know, the weather, the optimism. There are so many things, that list that you put together. But one thing that's always been on my list is, oh, and petrol's cheaper than water. You know, it's one of those phrases that we use, isn't it? It's obviously in the expat lexicon, petrol's cheaper than water. However, that's, and it always has been, because petrol has been very good value here. I can't help but and I know that we have a big family and we've got a big car and things like that, so therefore it takes a bit of filling up. But I have noticed a significant increase in times gone by. So are we getting to a point of parity? Certainly not from where I'm from, but we've got listeners from all over the world. Just give us your thoughts on that one. Text us on 4001 as petrol prices here in the UAE are set to rise marginally in September, according to an announcement by the UAE Fuel Price Committee. Has that made a dent in your budgets at the moment, your monthly budgets, or not? 4001.
Yeah, because obviously it doesn't seem much, and it's supposed to be super and specialist set to increase by just 2 fils a litre. Diesel will rise by 1 fil.
But you see, when you say it like
it doesn't sound much at all.
Okay, I can do that. I'll deal with that. But then when I actually fill up, and the guy comes up and says, can I have 300 dirhams? You're like, what?
Yeah. And you're filling, I assume, sort of a bit of a tank, aren't you, because you've got quite a big family.
Yeah, we've got a 777.
Woo! Okay, so how much does it cost to fill that?
No, but it's upwards of like 300 dirhams for a full tank.
Yeah,
if
that's
you like.
A lot, isn't it?
Which maybe I'm just being silly. I don't know.
But how much would it cost in Europe? Oh my goodness!
Well, exactly.
In UK, it would be like
exactly.
500 dirhams, right?
Exactly.
More.
This is obviously. It sounds like a bit of a whinge. It sounds like a bit of a first world problem. The only thing is, it's one of those things that you read on paper and you go, no problem at all, and then you actually get to a forecourt and you fill up and go, hang on, really? I noticed that.
No, I still always try and relate it back to appreciate, because I remember when I went on holidays in December back to the UK, we hired a car, and obviously even hiring a car is pretty expensive over there. But just to fill it, we paid £80. So that's what, 400 dirham, something like that. Oof. Expensive.
Carl says, my car here in Dubai costs 150 dirhams to fill. So you're a clever man, Carl. That's what I need. Same car in the UK costs £110 sterling. That's 550 dirhams. So there is a significant difference there. Stop whinging, Urquhart. Let's get back on to today's agenda. That's part of the agenda, but we've got plenty more.
The agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8. Get involved. Text us on 4001.
Were you a good back-to-schooler, Hanan?
Oof. You know what? It's just that feeling of getting back to school, isn't it? I was always a bit excited to see my friends, but, you know, there's always that sunken heart feeling because, you know, you've been relaxing and having a nice time, socialising with your friends and family and, yeah, back to school, back to studying, back to being serious.
A lot of kids have gone back today, actually. We've got induction days for all those that are going from junior up into senior schools. So plenty of kids getting up early this morning, getting into their brand new uniforms as well, trying to remember how to tie their laces because they've forgotten how to do so over the last 2 months, trying to remember how to tie a tie, or maybe even attempting to tie a tie for the very first time. And then they'll get into a classroom and they will forget the fundamentals. I'm going, how do I spell the? I mean, I haven't done it for the last 9 weeks. How do I spell? What is and, you know? And dotting the I's, crossing the T's, simple little things like that. It all brings elements of anxiety. We're going to be talking about anxiety for students going back to school a little later on in the show. But if you'd like to share your thoughts of how you deal with that anxiety, please do exactly that. Orientation days on today. What's the point of they? Is there really much of a point for orientation days? Transport. We know that the commute to and from work is one of the most stressful and time-consuming parts of the day. With a huge amount of investment into the school bus system here in recent years, are you willing to put your kids on the buses, with school buses being more and more available in all corners of the city and across the UAE. Will you take the bus or not take the bus? And before all that, we want to talk about uniforms as well, because uniforms have been causing something of a woe for a number of parents. It seems that, like the cost of petrol, the cost of uniforms are going through the roof at the moment. Why is that the case, and why do we not have more second-hand options here, second-hand shops? Because there's one thing you can guarantee about students, and that's that they grow, and they grow out of their uniforms. So what's happening to the second-hand uniforms? Have you got any advice on that one? If there's anything you can share, then please do share your thoughts now. What is your antidote for getting back to school, but also back to work? Be you a student, an employee, or, of course, a parent? And do you enjoy that return to routine?
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. On The Agenda with Tom Urquhart, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Talking about a variety of subjects this morning, a veritable smorgasbord of topics out there. It's Thursday morning after all, so we're getting ready for the weekend, a weekend where you will be preparing your little ones to get back into the swing of things with a brand new academic year. I'm sure there'll be a few tears and tantrums before the weekend is out. And there might be even a few for employees going back to work as well after a long, luscious and lovely summer break. How do you deal with it? Do send us your thoughts. I also got this topic about petrol going on, because petrol prices have gone or will go up again in September. I just threw this one out to the listeners a little earlier on. Acceptable? Is that acceptable to you? What are the thoughts coming through, Hanan?
Well, Mo's written in. He says, I think petrol is way too expensive here, considering there is no tax. UK has 80% tax, so maybe there's something wrong. And Matthew says, the thing is, we wouldn't have 5.7 or 6 litre vehicles in Europe. We would drive diesel or hybrid. Also a good valid point, because how many people do you know in Europe or the UK who drive big vehicles? Probably not so many. I don't.
Cost of living going up, cost of petrol and fuel going up. Is it acceptable to you, or should something be done about that? Your thoughts, please do text them through to us on 4001.
The Agenda. Get involved with Dubai Eye on Facebook.
I'll turn it down then. Big thanks to our producer, Shroot. She's one step ahead of us. See, that's the beauty of having a wonderful producer of a show. You just mention something, it appears in front of you. Why have we got that one? Because it is back to, for a lot of people over this the course of this weekend, be it today or, of course, on Sunday. Back to school, back to work, back into the swing of things, back on the buses. It's just back to back, really, at the moment. So What are the stories coming out of? Let's deal with back to school first and foremost. How do you deal with the anxiety that is created by back to school and back to work? YouGov and AliExpress released some details of their latest research earlier on this week. They say that 39% of us here in the UAE and in Saudi Arabia feel anxiety, feel anxious about returning to work or school. One of the anxieties for those returning to school, certainly from a parent's point of view, seems to be uniforms. Parents here in the UAE have criticised schools that demand parents buy school uniforms at approved retail outlets at a cost of thousands of dirhams per child, which is adding to the rising cost of schools. Families here say it was not unusual to have spent thousands of dirhams on clothing or bags and gym kit for their sons and daughters per year, or even per term. There was criticism of poor quality polyester goods, including trousers and skirts that leave children sweating in the persistent heat. And while many schools appear sensitive to the issue, some parents out there insist others needed to do far more, given the already significant expense of school fees. So what do we do with the problem that is uniforms and the fortune that you have to farm out for them? Let's get the thoughts now on this one from mother of two and blogger at DubaiMums.com, preparing for the brand new academic year. Clementina Kongsland joins us live on the line now. Clementina, thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, it's really kind of you to join us. So you're a blogger at Dubai Mums. You're also a mother of two. You're getting ready for the new school year. How expensive has the uniform been this year? More than previous years?
I said always on my blog, we are looking at alternatives, and we are happy because we are going to, let's say, an older school. So the trick for me is to buy uniform secondhand. Mm. So very rare I buy a first-hand uniform. I did it once, of course, and it took me like a rocket 1,000 dirhams. So starting then, I started to look for second-hand uniforms.
Are second-hand uniforms, I mean, you mentioned there that, that this is something you've chosen to do. Are second-hand uniforms and items of second-hand uniform readily available and more readily available here in Dubai?
Yes, because here people come and go. It's not like the kids have enough time to wear them. And or people come and then they have to leave after one term, so they just want to get rid of them, so they sell for one third of the price.
In terms of being able to find second-hand uniform, there doesn't seem to my mind to be one single shop that stocks uniform, second-hand uniform from all. So how does a mother, how does a father, how does a parent go about looking for second-hand uniform?
Oh, well, there are several ways. It's like either you keep in touch with parents because, you know, when if a family leaves Dubai, so it's through the school or, I don't know, through the community groups. It's like word of mouth, let's say it. Besides the price, it's high, the main problem, it's the quality of the clothes. It's the polyester they are made, and for the climate of Dubai, it's very it's not welcome at all. The school should consider to ask for at least cotton. Of course, there are people asking for organic cotton, but maybe this is too much. But at least cotton and quality cotton, it's very important for this climate.
Hi, Clementina. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you know, how much money can you actually save then buying a second-hand uniform? You said it could be about 1,000 per child for a uniform first-hand. So how much money can you actually save? Because it's expensive having to keep buying new uniforms when their children are growing.
As I said, you get up to one-third. For example, instead of paying like 60 or 70 dirhams for a T-shirt, you pay just 10 or 15.
I can give you some figures on that one, in fact, because Gulf News have been doing some back-to-school research. They've worked out that a set of school uniforms cost, on average, about $545 to about 817. So that's about 2,000 dirhams up to about 3,000 annually per student. That was last year, depending on the type of school and, of course, depending on the uniform. I suppose one of the other concerns this year, to make matters worse, is that school uniform is one of those things that becomes taxable under the new VAT law. law and did so at the beginning of this year. So we're seeing an increase there in those prices. I mean, are these prices acceptable, or do you think that the schools, but also the uniform shops and suppliers, are taking a little bit of a liberty?
Yes, I really think they are a bit too high for what they provide. I mean, of course, it's nice. I'm all in for the uniforms. I'm very happy my kids wear uniforms, and I like to see the variety. I like to see, oh, this kid goes to that school, that kid goes to that school. It's very nice. It gives a feeling of belonging to something. But still, just having a T-shirt that is not good quality for such a good price, I mean, I think that half a price will be just a good price. Mm. I understand it has to be a logo. I understand it has to be something different, but it's not that different. You know what I mean? So it's. I think the prices are a bit are high, and I think there is a lot of room to get them down. And besides, I had a comment on my blog here saying that one of the schools in Dubai, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention it, but the uniform set is included in the school fee. So the parents don't have to pay extra. They pay the fee and they get the uniform too. So yeah. I think this is a good thing also.
Just a very quick one from me, because you mentioned there about the practicality of uniforms. Is that something that you would like to see addressed, given the fact that children, by their very nature, are running around, they're getting dirty, they're throwing themselves on the floor during break time, etc. In terms of the laundry that you need for to maintain these pieces of uniform, but also for the health of the children, do you think more needs to be done to think about quality and practicality?
Well, yeah, it's both. I mean, in our school, you can choose for a girl, for example, between a skirt and a skirt. So a skirt is like a pants looking like a skirt. So the school offers a variety, dresses, skirts, so the kids can choose what they want to wear, and that's why I say to improve the quality, because you have to wash like the uniform. You have to wash it every day, almost. And after you don't need a uniform that fade down after just a few washes. So I think it's enough practicality, but it has to. The main issue is the quality here.
Clementina, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for kickstarting the conversation. A number of people getting involved in that conversation, reacting to those comments and more. If you would like to do that, you can text us now on 4001, or you can find Clementina Kongsland on DubaiMums.com. Clementina, the best for the weekend, the best for the new academic year.
Thank you. Have a nice day, everybody.
And to you, that's Clementina Kongsland.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.